What's that?
It's a big post in the ground with two crosses. Cross through the center of that post. We cut the hole in there for the crosses and everything. And we get them, and then we take them and wash them down and scrub them and clean them the very best that we possibly can. And then the next thing, you open them and take the insides out.
Mm-hmm. You hung them up on this?
With the hind feet on what they call a gallon stick. There's a stick about that long.
About 18?
Yeah, something like that. And we use those sticks from year to year. We never sold anything like that away. And then we get that all done. Well, then the women folks take the fat off of the inside, the entrails and such like, take it all off, and we fry the lard out of that. Fry the lard out of that, and then after we get in that stage, take it then off of that gallus and throw it across the table, and two men cut that hog up. They know just exactly how to cut that ham off, and those shoulders off, and the sides out, and the backbone and everything. We cut it up ready for the cold storage. And then it goes, as I told you, went through the cold storage, come back home, and then they washed it and hung it up and smoked it.
This, the entrails, did you eat them?
Well, yeah.
How would people fix them?
Well, we just keep washing until we got them clean.
And then, what would they call them when they cook them?
Chitlins.
What other inside parts of the hog do people eat?
The liver, the lungs.
What do they call the lungs?
Lights. So some people would eat the kidneys. That's that. I never wanted the kidney.
Did you ever hear the heart? They'd eat the heart?
Eat the heart, too.
How would they fix the heart?
Well, they just take it and boil it. Soak the water to suit you and then put it in there and boil it. After you cleaned it up.
And then just eat it?
Yeah, just eat it.
Did you ever hear of harslet or haslet?
Huh?
Harslet? Or Haslet.
Now that comes in the lungs and the liver. You know, of course I know you've never been in nothing like that, I don't reckon. But when you go in there to open it up.
Open the lungs up? Or?
No, open the hog up to get the inside out of it. Why then you cut its head off first. And if you know how to cut its head off, you just hit that joint in the backbone. And just cut it right on off without any trouble at all. And then we take it was the liver and the lights. Now that's still the lungs. And take it and put it in a pot and make liver cheese. Now that's something good.
How do you make liver cheese?
Well, you take it then and you grind it up in a sausage mill.
Just the liver?
The liver and the lights and such as that. And grind it up into a sausage mill. Then you put black pepper and salt. And some people put little onions in it, but I don't want no onions in it. Then we take it, the large intestines. We take them and wash them good and clean, and then we, after we've ground it up and everything with salt and everything, and you put rice in it too. And whenever we get all that done, then we take it, and the sausage mill can be converted into what they call a stuffer. And you can feed it in the mouth of that sausage mill, and it runs through a tube and runs into that casing where we fill that casing with that stuffer.
and that's liver cheese there?
Yeah.
What about haslet? What's that?
Well, that's the same. It's the liver and the haslet, such as that, all.
What is the haslet? Is that part of the hog?
Yeah.
What part is it? What is it?
It includes the liver and lights and lungs.
Oh, it just means all of that.
All of it mixed up together. Well, that dog had cheese then. It won't last very long because it'll spoil on you.
The what? The hog?
Oh.
Hog had cheese?
No, it's not. I'm wrong.
Oh, liver cheese.
Yeah. Liver. And, well, what do you call it? It has to, anyhow, it's the lungs and the
hassle.
And such stuff as that. We stuff it in those cases and take a string and tie each end of it so it won't run out. And we hang it up and smoke it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's done cooked and everything. And the biggest time I ever had with it was just going to smoke out and break me off a piece and eat it.